Hello, hello, everyone. We are live on this emergency live today, February 28th, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're coming on emergency tonight, given the events that have transpired today, which are absolutely prophetic, biblical, and incredible. And we're going to get into all of it. Let's say hello to those of you who are jumping in tonight on this Saturday evening. Maranatha to you too. God bless you. Vancouver, Washington, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Magachusetts. We can only pray. We can continue to pray for that. God bless you. Tennessee, Chicago. God bless you. Yes, God is on the throne. Wisconsin, let's see, South Dakota, Baytown, Texas. God bless you. God bless all our viewers in Texas. We have many of them, and we love our viewers in Texas as well. North Dakota, Pennsylvania. Oh, let's see, who else is coming on? Ohio as well. And praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Miss Renee. Thank you for the compliment. Renee's one of our moderators here at Ark of Grace. She does a wonderful job. She just made a very nice compliment. Michigan, God bless you. Cincinnati, I see you too. God bless you. Let's see, Hamlin, Pennsylvania, Alabama, God bless you as well. Lake Isabella, California, God bless you. Mississippi, I see. Santa Fe, New Mexico, Virginia Beach, Virginia, God bless you. Shirley, New York, hello to our neighbors in Shirley, New York, God bless you. Wyoming, praise the Lord, God bless you. Very happy to have you with us. Wild Horse Plains, Montana, love the name. Absolutely love the name. God bless you. I see Alabama, Southwestern Ontario, Canada. Hello to our wonderful viewers in Canada who are jumping on right now. Be encouraged, Canada, in this hour with what you see. God bless you to all our viewership in Canada. Gold Coast, Australia. Hello to our international audience now coming in. And God bless our friends across the globe in Australia. Very happy to have you with us. I see Mississippi and New Jersey. God bless you. Hello to our wonderful neighbors in New Jersey. I see Kentucky and Mountain City, Tennessee as well. God bless you. Central Point, Oregon as well. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, God bless you. More and more viewers coming on from Massachusetts. We like that. Anchorage, Alaska, God bless you. Hello from Pinellas Park, Florida, formerly from the Bronx, New York. That is my place of origin. That is where I was born, Bronx, New York. God bless all our friends and viewers in the boroughs as well. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. God bless you as well. Baltimore, I see. Dubai. Hello to our friends in Dubai. We pray you're okay because Dubai got attacked. In the midst of this as well, they had to endure some missile attack. But hello to our wonderful viewers in Dubai tonight. Very happy to have you with us. Oh, and let's see, we'll do a few more here as people are pouring in the chat here. Yes, I see Tulsa, Jerusalem. That's what Clay Clark calls Tulsa, Oklahoma. God bless you as well. Oh, let's see. Who else? I see Michigan as well. God bless you. El Dorado Hills, California, and Idaho, Colorado, and Norway. Hello, and God bless all of you, and hello to our wonderful friends in Norway who are on watching us tonight. Hello as well to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord and jumping on tonight on this emergency live. Hello to you in the Hudson Valley. God bless you. Yep, we're in the Hudson Valley. So hello to our neighbors in the Hudson Valley as well. And Long Island and Northern New York, I see as well in Rockland County, all New York. So God bless all of you as well. Okay, we have a lot, and I mean a lot, to break down. What has happened is prophetic and biblical. The Lord had me sounding the alarm on this months and months and months ago that this was coming, and all glory be to God for his power and for accuracy, but we're watching an incredible appointed time within the earth unfold. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord because there's some heavy things we have to get into talking about what has transpired in Iran today, which affects the globe, by the way. The globe is going to shift now, and we have to remind ourselves of that. So let's open up in prayer, give this over to the Lord, and then we're going to get prophetically into this incredible event that has just occurred. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, you are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise to your precious holy name. Father, we praise you that you are on the throne, that you judge the matters of men and nations, Father God. Lord, we just humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father God. Forgive us of every way we sin and fall short. We all sin and fall short of the glory of God, and we praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Father, we say today as we come before your courts with thanksgiving and praise, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we acknowledge the immense sacrifice as we humble ourselves before you of your son, Jesus Christ, who as the word became flesh. He dwelt among us. The beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. Father, let the people of Iran tonight call on the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, in the streets, Father, we pray. And we praise you that Jesus Christ paid the price in full on Calvary. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. He miraculously rose again. He ascended to be back with the Father, victoriously taking his place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let the weight of your glory and your presence saturate the atmosphere. Let your truth, your might, your power, your authority, Father God, just saturate this place. Let your power mightily move tonight. Let the Holy Spirit go forth and be the counselor. Let people tangibly feel your presence, Father God. Let them tangibly feel the conviction of Almighty God and the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, Father God. And we praise you for that, Lord. And we thank you for that, Father God. We just praise you and we thank you, Father God, for who you are, Father. And Lord, we ask tonight, Lord, you go before us. Be our front and rear guard. Fill us with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Order our steps tonight. Order my words, Father, as we mightily go forth in you. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me, Lord, and our team, the humble privilege of being a vessel, Lord, of your power, Father. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, ranking, divisions to fill this home, to fill this property, the skies, the land, above and below, to guard against every dimensional access point, north, south, east, and west, Father God, to strike down every work of darkness and iniquity. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over right now as we apply the blood of Jesus Christ and rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, hindrance, interference, violence, slander, intimidation, bullying, threat, hex, vex, spell, smote, enchantment, witchcraft, dark arts, dark magic, curse, manipulation, any form of weaponized demonic activity, demonic embargoes, demonic conspiracies. Let them be scattered and destroyed by the holy fire of God. Every arrow the enemy's agents are attempting to fire at us, let them be reversed upon the senders now in Jesus' name. Let it all be cast out, Father God, and back to the areas you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in this place. Father, according to Ephesians chapter 6, we ask you put your whole and complete armor on us this day, that the shield of faith goes up right in front of us in the name of Jesus Christ, that we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we command be activated the sword of the Spirit and all its capabilities to now work in our favor and destroy the snares the enemy attempts to place in our way, to remove every physical and spiritual blockade and embargo the enemy has attempted to place in our way, and to make the way straight for us to now walk in the victory, power, authority, and prosperity that the Lord God Almighty has ordained for us. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father God. You are the Lord of hosts. You are the righteous judge. The joy of the Lord, the justness of Yahweh has entered the earth, Father God, in a mighty way, Father. We bless you for that. We say you are holy. You are righteous, Father God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, Father God. We owe you every breath and we praise you and we bless your holy name, Father God. And we submit to you, Lord, and we praise you, Father God, for how you are moving within the earth, Father God, that you appoint times within the earth, and this is one of those, Lord. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Father God. You are the potter, and most certainly just the clay, and you're the author and finisher of our faith. We praise you, we thank you, in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. I felt that. Praise the Lord. The Lord is here. So as we get started tonight, hello to those of you jumping on during prayer. We have to give this over to the Lord as usual, but this is very serious stuff that's happening. If you could share this broadcast and like and subscribe, we would very, very much appreciate it right now. We're very grateful that our viewers do that. Okay. Man, what a day. Okay, we're going to jump right into this prophetically. Some of what I'm about to show you is going to absolutely blow your mind how this has aligned biblically, aligned prophetically, and aligned in this time. So let's put up the first Fox News article, please. We all woke up to this morning. Here we go. It is U.S.-Israel launch attack on Iran as Trump announces major combat mission. So that was the Fox News article that was up. We have another one, too, from the New York Post that'll come in just a minute here. But what it says is the U.S. and Israel have launched. President Donald Trump confirmed Saturday that the U.S. is carrying out major combat operations in Iran in a video posted to Truth Social. Trump said the objective is to defend Americans by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime, describing it as a vicious group of very hard, terrible people. Okay, so we all woke up to this morning. Now, this is where we're going to begin to break this down prophetically. The U.S. and Israel have launched this attack on the heels of Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon having to do with the book of Esther in the Bible, which was based in Persia, which is Iran. Haman from the line of Amalek sent out decrees of destruction in the book of Esther against the people of God to annihilate them. And the Lord raising up deliverers caused divine reversals to go forth, causing those decrees of destruction to reverse upon the senders. This attack that they're doing will go into Purim 2026. It literally, because they said this was going to go on for days. Purim starts Monday, March 2nd at sundown. The Ayatollah has been judged on Purim. The Ayatollah is dead. We're going to get into that in a minute. But the Ayatollah has been killed. And not only has he been killed, we'll get into the number of high-ranking generals and those in the Ayatollah's court that were killed too. It aligns with the book of Esther, and I'm going to show you how. This Purim was marked by a blood moon for a reason. Last Purim, 2025, we entered a sobering time in the earth marked by a blood moon. It was a 1 year, right? Almost the whole first year of Trump's first term was marked by two blood moons, Purim 2025 and Purim 2026. This combat operation comes on the heels of Purim 2026 because it's an appointed time within the earth for this. This has been from God's throne. The Ayatollah and his court has been judged as Haman was judged, and those decrees of destruction reversed upon them. Now, we're going to get into the word of the Lord with this. December 29th, 2025, word of the Lord. As they secretly make dark deals to keep their seats, the scandal that coils over shall intensify in order to bring forth a standard of accountability, says the Lord, against corrupt agents who are tethered to the kingdom of darkness and groups who funnel terror, says the Lord. You shall watch this unfold with a January of jeers, J-E-E-R-S, says the Lord. The enemy may attempt to cause fear to open gates. However, I, the Lord, shall cause jeers at those who are involved in such acts, says the Lord. A January of justice, says the Lord, shall lead to a ferocious February, setting up for a roar, R-O-A-R, in March, says the Lord. Now, this is the last day of February, February 28th, that the United States and Israel attacked Iran. It will go into March, and it will go into Purim. The Lord said a ferocious February, setting up for a roar in March. Now listen to what these operations were named. This was prophesied back in December. On February 28th, 2026, Israel and the United States launched a joint attack on various cities in Iran. The operation for the U.S. was Epic Fury, as in ferocious, right? Epic Fury. And Israel named the operation Roaring Lion, a ferocious February setting up for a roar in March. Now, this is going to prophetically come into the headlines in another way, too, that we're going to show you in just a little bit. They also called it Operation Shield of Judah. So, Operation Epic Fury and Operation Roaring Lion, a ferocious February happens on the very last day of February, Operation Epic Fury, setting up for a roar in March, and Israel calls their operation Roaring Lion. Praise the Lord for accuracy, because that was the Lord. And we are watching incredible prophecy in this time come to pass. Now, we're going to put up the New York Post article for you. U.S. Israel attack Iran, live updates. Okay, President Trump announces Iran's Ayatollah Ali Khamenei is dead, justice. It's interesting, right? It's interesting that's the word used, because the justice of Yahweh, the joy of the Lord, has gone into the earth in this hour, and all leaders of all nations should tremble in this hour. I'm not kidding when I say that. All leaders of every nation should tremble in this hour that the joy of the Lord has gone into the earth. The U.S. and Israel launched airstrikes against Iran Saturday morning, allegedly killing Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, according to a senior Israeli official. His body was reportedly recovered, and a photo of it was shown to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Also, listen to this, 5 to 10, it was really 10, top Iranian leaders were killed as well. There is that number 10 again. Haman, in the book of Esther, had 10 sons who were also killed with Haman during Purim. And now the Ayatollah Khomeini and 10 top Iranian leaders were killed with him. And guess on top of it, if you didn't think enough that this is aligning with Purim and the Lord is trying to send a message to the earth in this hour, let me show you what's hidden in the Ayatollah Khomeini's name. Look at this. Hidden within Ayatollah Ali Khomeini is Haman. Haman and his 10 sons, 2 days before Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon through Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, are basically taken out. If this is not biblical, I don't know what is. Haman is hidden in the Ayatollah Khomeini's name. 10 top generals were killed with him. Haman and his 10 sons were killed when the decrees of destruction reversed upon them on Purim. These operations go forth just 2 days before Purim. If this is not prophetic, I don't know what is. And Purim 2026 marked by a blood moon. Blood. Because that was what was being accounted for. The blood, the innocent blood that has been shed. The Lord heard the cries of the innocent blood shed, and he marked this time for deliverance and for a revocation of leadership and of seats that have shed that innocent blood for the principality of Persia. This is an appointed time by Almighty God. The Lord said, December 19th, 2025, a ferocious February would set up for a roar in March. Well, it's March 1st in Iran, when roars went through the streets, according to the New York Post headline as well. According to that New York Post headline that we just showed you, it said roars went through the streets of Iran, and it would have been March 1st, setting up for a roar in March. Now, on top of this, the Iranian Revolution, when it occurred, when it started, ended February 11th, 1979. By the way, 9/11 happens to be in that date. And the Ayatollah then took over, and Iran went into bondage. 47 years from that time, with President Trump as the 47th president, the Ayatollah is taken out and removed just 2 days before Purim 2026, marked by a blood moon. 47 years later, with Trump as the 47th president, with 9/11 in the date, February 11th, 1979, that the Ayatollah took over, this happens. To further confirm the 9/11 connection as well, let me just show you what Fox News showed. We're going to show you the picture. This is President Trump monitoring the operation in Iran. And there you see Marco Rubio as well. He's wearing a hat. He's wearing a hat that says 45-47, which is his presidency's, which happened to equal 9/11. So President Trump happens to wear a hat the day of the Iran operation that kills the Ayatollah, that equals 9/11, when the Ayatollah, back in February 11th, 1979, takes over, 9/11 is in that date, and 47 years, with the 47th president at the helm, wearing a hat that equals 9/11, an operation goes forth and kills the Ayatollah. I'm telling you, there is a lot of prophetic symbolism and prophetic acts coming to pass in the midst of this. All glory be to God. Now, I want to read to you the word of the Lord from February 16, 2026, and then we'll go back to 2020, the words from 2020 on. But this word in February prophesied the death of the Ayatollah as well. February 16th, 2026. I, the Lord thy God, oh, by the way, so, thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's stopping me for a second, because this word was given exactly 12 days prior to the death of the Ayatollah. 12, biblically speaking, has to do with government and rule and governments of the earth being judged. The date is just as important as the word. February 16th, 2026. I, the Lord thy God, have ruled and determined disaster against leadership in the Middle East. For the time has come of their judgment, of their revocation, of a reversal of decades of decrees of destruction. That's a Purim Esther term that have been sent forth in the spirit and the natural by the Prince of Persia, that principality and the leadership of Iran. That principality in this hour has called for great sacrifice and the shedding of much blood upon the soil of Iran, says the Lord, in order to attempt to legally hold together a crumbling altar that the Ayatollah has stoked for decades. And the outcry in the spirit has gone forth for the shedding of much blood, says the Lord. However, says the Lord thy God, this day, the Ayatollah and his highest generals and advisors shall be pulled from their holes, says the Lord. For they hide amongst the rocks. They hide, says the Lord, amongst their underground facilities. They hide, says the Lord, some in Iraq, says the Lord. Some are seeking safe passage to Russia, says the Lord, and to England, says the Lord, and to Spain, says the Lord. Right now, says the Lord, the leadership of these nations are secretly making deals with leadership from the Ayatollah's court, and these deals shall be found out. And since, says the Lord, they have risen and taken counsel against me and my plans, they have risen and played the thieves for their gods. They have attempted as Haman, well, there we go, Haman's in the Ayatollah's name. They have attempted as Haman to make such deals. They shall be hunted, says the Lord. Their leadership roles shall be taken, says the Lord, for a great purge is nearing the appointed hour within the earth. For in order for what I have written in my word to align, there must be shifting and changings of leadership, says the Lord. And in this hour, in this time, you shall see operations, military operations, that will shock the world how such could have been done. Nations within Europe are secretly coming to align with such, even Saudi Arabia, says the Lord. The Lord, through this word, was prophesying that the Ayatollah was going to be taken out in your Purim, because he made two Purim references in the word, said the Ayatollah and his highest generals, which is 10, the Ayatollah plus 10 top-ranking officials were all killed, like Haman and his 10 sons. They were pulled from their holes. This is what happened. And this was a warning that it was going to be near Purim when the Ayatollah was killed. And he says, they shall be hunted, says the Lord. You know why? Because we are in the hour, in the time, the hunter shall become the hunted. That prophecy was from November 26, 2019. 7 years ago, almost, that prophecy was put out. And we are watching the hunters become the hunted. And that prophecy from 7 years ago coming to pass full circle in this time. The Lord also said we would see operations, military operations that would shock the world. Okay, we're watching that happen, including with the names of these operations. But then he mentions Europe. Just a few days ago, 150 military aircraft from the U.S. flew into Europe to take their positions. And today, Saudi Arabia jumped in the fight, I believe, when a base near them was bombed. When a base near them was hit by a missile, guess who jumped in the fight to help America and Israel? Saudi Arabia. This was February 16th, 2026. And now Saudi Arabia is in this fight as well. Saudi Arabia is ticked. They are helping Israel and Iran currently at the moment, and they have jumped in the fight. This was February 16th, 2026, that this word was given. The hunter has become the hunted. Haman has been hunted. Haman and his 10 sons have been killed. There has been a divine reversal that went forth from the court of God to overturn decades of decrees of destruction that the enemy and the principality of Persia put out against the Iranian people and the underground Iranian church. The underground Iranian church had a large role to play in this because they were praying and prophesying through all of this. It was going into the soil of Iran. Now, let's go back to 2020, shall we? And we'll work our way up because I wanted to read those two first from December 29th, 2025 and February 16th, 2026, given what just happened. Now, let's go back. March 26, 2020. Word of the Lord. I have the Christians in Iran crying out to me in the palm of my hand, and I will keep them safe, says the Lord. I will keep my people safe in this country as they rise up. The Lion of Judah is going before you, says the Lord. What was the operation? Operation Roaring Lion. The Lion of Judah is going before you, says the Lord. Rise up this day. You are soldiers of the living God. You are my children. You have my breath and my spirit in you, and know this day that I am with you always, even until the end of the age. February 26, 2023. Now, this is also incredible prophecy fulfilling that was prophesied 3 years ago, almost to the day. 3 years and 2 days ago, this was prophesied. It was actually, I was in Alabama when I prophesied this. Benjamin, son of my right hand. This is February 26, 2023. Benjamin, son of my right hand, I am calling through the darkness, and I'm going to cause you to turn to my word and to know in whom your salvation is, and he shall know it, and at some point in his life, he shall declare it, says the Lord, for he is coming under that yoke, and he will be the ox for me, says the Lord, that topples the regime of Iran. He shall be the ox for me that helps plow the fields in America. For your nation is meant to be a friend and a brother to Israel, and that needs to be reconciled in this season, says the Lord. For they have attempted to separate it. They have attempted to sever the relationship and destroy it. And in this season, by my balm, I, the Lord, shall begin to soothe the wounds and the boils that are broken out and heal that relationship. And those that want to be Sauls and go after their own people, you shall fall by your own sword in this season. You shall. You shall, for you have turned the way of Cain. You have turned to the ways of Balaam, and you have but a little time left before your seat is replaced. And it shall not be a charging donkey, says the Lord, that replaces it, for that stubborn mule shall be subdued and put in its place, says the Lord. Benjamin Netanyahu shall be the ox for me that topples the regime of Iran. We are watching this happen, prophetically fulfilling real time. And I'm telling you, the enemy right now is livid. His interests are wounded. And I'm going to get into that in a little bit and what we need to do as the church. But he called them an ox because ox are powerful animals. They don't know their own strength. And unless they're yoked and the master is steering them, the ox can actually become quite destructive. This is why he's calling Benjamin Netanyahu an ox. But God yoked him for this time, for this purpose, to be the ox for him that topples the regime of Iran and helps plow the fields in America. And he did it through Operation Roaring Lion, because the Lion of Judah went out ahead with this to come and bring deliverance and bring Purim to the people of Iran. The people of Iran have Queen Esther buried there still. They need to have Purim again in Iran. In fact, that's coming out of my mouth via the Holy Spirit, because I believe you are going to see Purim in Iran. You will see Iran celebrate Purim once again. This is the beginning of it, and we're going to prophetically watch this unfold. Praise the Lord. October 14th, 2024. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, I am weighing Israel in this hour, says the Lord. I am weighing their treachery and their righteous acts in my courts. I am capital, and their leader will fully yield to me, capital, says the Lord. For the yoke has been placed upon him, and he is my ox, capital, says the Lord. I am the Aleph, says the Lord. I am, and will utilize him in this last time of his leadership. Look at what the Lord's saying here. I will utilize him in this last time of his leadership to issue a blow to the Ayatollah in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. For they chant death, death to what I have made, death to covenants in place, and for all the death they have shouted and sowed, so in this time that is what they so shall receive. Their time to repent has thinned to a vapor, and the Iranian regime shall be shaken and sifted. That was October 14th, 2024. You will see Purim in Iran. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. You're going to see Purim in Iran. But I will utilize Benjamin Netanyahu, says the Lord, because he's his ox, in this last time of his leadership to issue a blow to the Ayatollah, in which recovery for his regime will be difficult, says the Lord. We are watching these prophecies actively fulfilling. All glory be to God in real time. October 24th, 2024. Those nations cannot protect Iran or the Prince of Persia from what I, the Lord, am set to do. For it has been written within the Ayatollah's courts on the walls of those courts, capitals. My judgments have been written on the walls of those courts. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. It shall. The outcry is great in Iran, says the Lord. It is great, and the people perish for lack of knowledge, and the innocent are butchered by a bloodthirsty ancient spirit that is being cornered and shall be restrained, and the covering ripped off of the leadership of Iran. Mene, mene, tekel, upharsin. You have been judged and found wanting, and now your kingdom shall be divided. I feel the power and the presence of the Lord all over this. I could feel all over these words, the weight and the gravity of these words and what we are watching unfold. They have been judged and found wanting, and now their kingdom has been divided, and they have been scattered. November 15th, 2024. Thus says the Lord, Iran, Iran, you have ran, capital, from the Lord long enough. Your wicked leadership has ran in the opposite direction of the ways of the Lord. And I, the Lord, have allowed the charges to mount, capitals, in my courts. You shall be judged, restrained, and put down. For the bloodshed has been called to account, and the leader of Iran shall be toppled and subdued by my ox. There he is again, says the Lord. My Aleph, says the Lord. For the sword you have so chased my children with shall now chase you, O leadership. Repent now, or you and your household shall fall. Guess who fell with the Ayatollah? His family members. I believe his daughter-in-law allegedly was one of the people that was killed also. He said, you and your household shall fall. And once again, the Lord mentions the ox, which is Benjamin Netanyahu. By my ox, you shall be subdued and toppled. Toppled and subdued by my ox. November 27th, 2024. I, the Lord, have taken the judgment seat concerning Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, Iran, France, England, Switzerland, says the Lord. I have taken the judgment seat, and these nations have been weighed in this time, and their leaders have been found wanting. Their leaders have been found liable. Their leaders have led their people into destruction and spiritual blindness and oppression. Now that Iran is falling, watch Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, France, England, and Switzerland. Watch those. How many of those? Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 nations. Isn't that interesting? 7 nations. April 3rd, 2025. For Iran has been enticed, says the Lord. They have been enticed by a serpent to come out for a strike, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord. And the generals, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down for the move they shall make. For a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran, says the Lord. The Ayatollah's court, the general, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down. That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what we watched occur and happen today. Word of the Lord, April, this is also from April. I first released it April 3rd. We posted it April 4th, 2025, but it's in the same word. This is the same one, I think. Let's see. Come forth. Oh, okay. There's extra to this word. Let me read to you the extra part of this word. So after it says, they shall make a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran, says the Lord. And the Lord says something after this. And a very capital sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Turkey, says the Lord. For Turkey is about to rear up for a strike. However, when you do, O blasphemer who attempts to resurrect the lifeless Ottoman Empire, when you do, says the Lord, Turkey shall shake, says the Lord. We're going to come back to Turkey in a minute, because Turkey is one to watch in this time. May 8th, 2025. Behold, I have given unto my people power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. You have been endowed with power and authority from on high, for the battle has shifted. I want to read this part again, because this was telling you the month this was going to happen around. I'm going to read this again. You have been endowed with power and authority from on high, for the battle has shifted. The great march has begun that shall become a powerful stampede in the spirit to break down barriers that my children have been standing at for years. This is last May. And the Lord says, the great march has begun. And in this time, says the Lord, those barriers shall be crushed and you shall walk into new territory, says the Lord. Now, June 16th, 2025, I did a broadcast. That broadcast was titled, because the titles of these broadcasts are as prophetic as what's in them. The title was called The Prophetic Time of the Lion. And I had warned that we were entering now the prophetic time of the lion. And here we are. July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, 8 months later, 8 months later, we watched Operation Epic Fury and Operation Roaring Lion commence. July 3rd, 2025, word of the Lord. Persia has been warned, says the Lord, that's Iran, to stop the shedding of innocent blood. Yet they have postured in defiance before me, says the Lord, and dug in their heels and stiffened their necks, says the Lord. And for such, the neck of Iran shall now be broken, says the Lord, and their oil, their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinched shut, says the Lord. For the leader has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. For this is the time of Esther 2 within nations. The Esther 2 moment within nations, says the Lord. Including Iran, says the Lord. Including America, says the Lord. Guards conspiring against their leaders, says the Lord. For evidence shall rise to the surface of such, says the Lord. This is a high alert. Esther 2 moment in this nation after what just happened for high leadership. Meaning President Trump, Vice President, and the cabinet. This is a high alert moment for Esther 2 after what we just watched unfold. But the Lord said, the neck of Iran shall now be broken, and their oil and their commodities from within the earth shall now be pinned shut, says the Lord. For the leader has but a moment left, the Ayatollah has but a moment left before a great implosion from within. We are actively watching that. Actively watching that. August 25th, 2025. Taiwan, Taiwan, says the Lord. High alert. North Korea, says the Lord, and Iran, events in tandem. North Korea and Iran, events in tandem. You just saw the events happen in Iran. Well, if these events are in tandem, start looking at North Korea for something very similar to happen to the leader of North Korea that we just saw happen to Iran. Events in tandem, says the Lord. The clock is almost at midnight for these leaders. France and Spain, says the Lord, events in tandem with leadership. Watch North Korea. In this hour, a very similar set of circumstances with the leader of North Korea and his court that we just saw happen with the Ayatollah and his court. So now that this has happened in Iran, watch North Korea and watch Taiwan. Watch what the Chinese try to do with Taiwan in the middle of this vacuum that's being created. Now, we're going to put this up for you too. I want to show you this because this happened 16 days ago before the Ayatollah was killed. And you know what? This is biblical. This is biblical. Why were Baal statues burned at Iran's revolution anniversary rallies? During state-organized rallies marking Iran's 1979 revolution anniversary, demonstrators in several cities burned large statues of a horned, bull-headed figure identified by organizers as Baal, an ancient deity referenced in biblical and Islamic tradition. So this happens February 12th, 2026, 16 days ago from the date today when Iran was bombed and the Ayatollah and the generals were taken out. This is not a mistake that this happened in this time. This is not random that this happened in this time. This was Iran's Mount Carmel moment. What we just went, it was Purim. Don't get me wrong, it's Purim. But this was also Iran's Mount Carmel moment. Baal is marched out. There is a challenge, right? Elijah comes. He goes, how long will you falter between two opinions? If Baal is God, choose him. But if God is God, choose him. But choose. And Baal is marched out. And there is a battle that ensues between Almighty God and Baal. Almighty God prevails through Elijah. And you know what happens to the prophets of Baal? They were slaughtered. So isn't it interesting that just 16 days prior to this happening, Baal is marched out in the open and the prophets of Baal 16 days later are slaughtered. You know why this was the Mount Carmel moment too? Because the underground church of Iran, like the 50 prophets that were each hidden in two caves, equaling 100 prophets being hidden from Ahab and Jezebel, were praying and prophesying into the soil around Mount Carmel before that battle ensued. The underground church in Iran has been praying and prophesying into the soil of Iran, just as the 50 prophets hidden in each cave were, and then suddenly Baal is marched out. And 16 days later, the prophets of Baal are destroyed. the prophets of Baal are destroyed. That's not random. That is not an accident. It is not coincidence. This was the Mount Carmel moment that we witness, where Baal is marched out and God is challenged, and Almighty God, the righteous judge, raises to that challenge. And fire is rained down. In the account with Elijah and Mount Carmel and Baal and the prophets of Baal, fire is rained down. In this account today, we watch fire be rained down. This was a Mount Carmel moment for Iran. We watched it happen. Now, from this, this all creates a vacuum now in that area and in Iran and in the Middle East right now. It creates a moment of instability and a vacuum in the Middle East. So first of all, watch Turkey in the midst of this and the moves they make. We need to intercede and pray, because a Goliath has fallen in the Middle East, right? The prophets of Baal have fallen, which means potentially you've got a Saul or a Jezebel that's going to rise up and try to stir up trouble. So we have to intercede and pray and help the underground church in Iran right now, because they are right now in that area speaking and prophesying into the soil of Iran. So I'm going to say, watch Turkey, watch Russia, watch China, and watch North Korea right now. Because Russia has just lost a major ally. And you know who else just got their main artery severed? Hamas. Because Iran and the Ayatollah's court was the main funder of Hamas. Hamas and Haman are separated by one letter. Hamas has been judged as well just 2 days before Purim, because their main lifeline has just been cut off with the fall of the Ayatollah and his court. And every financial artery of Hamas now is going to be pinched shut. Haman and Hamas are separated by one letter for a reason. Haman is in the Ayatollah Ali Khomeini's name for a reason. That's another one right now. Watch what happens with Hamas in the midst of this as well. But Turkey, Russia, China, North Korea. And I'm going to tell you something about Russia. Russia has just lost a major ally. They have. Russia has lost a major ally. And do you know what President Trump just did by doing this? He put Russia on notice with the Ukraine war. Russia has just been put on notice that if they're willing, the U.S. and Israel, to go in and take out the Khomeini and his generals, they're willing to do it at other nations as well. This just put Russia on notice, and Russia has now lost a major ally, and part of its power has been taken from it right now. The bear is about to be muzzled. The bear is about to be muzzled. Watch what happens with that, because that's something else to watch. Now, talking more about this, I was talking to a friend about this today. We are a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. That's what the word of God says. We are a royal priesthood. We are a chosen generation. And we as the church are meant to speak prophetically into the nations of the earth and declare the word of the Lord and bring change and continue to intercede the word of the Lord through until it comes to pass. We are meant to rise up as voices speaking into the nations of the earth, speaking into our nations, speaking into our cities, speaking into our towns, speaking into our families. We are living in highly biblical times. The word of God is living and active and current for every generation. This is a current book. It is current for every generation. We need to understand the profound impact this living, active book has on this time. It is a living, breathing, active book. It is not outdated. It is not for past generations only. It is for this generation. And we are living in highly, highly biblical times. And do not think for a moment now we can ease up, because people have infiltrated this nation, the wicked attached to Iran and attached to those organizations of terror have infiltrated this nation. And now they have been wounded. Now they have been scattered. We cannot ease up. We have to intercede and pray, because they will try to rise up and attack in this nation. They will attempt to bring an outcry in the nation. They will. So we have to be very aware right now, very aware of our surroundings. We have to be highly alert, sober-minded and vigilant. Churches right now, be sober-minded and vigilant. Don't think you don't have to be right now, you know, aware and alert on what's going on around you in your church. Prophetic voices, you need to be sober-minded and vigilant right now. Pastors, you need to be the shepherd right now. You need to be sober-minded and looking in the distance and watching for the wolves that are coming, and keep your eyes alert and your rods up. We are in a high alert time. The broadcast I did on Thursday, the title of it was Purim 911. That's exactly what we're seeing. Praise the Lord. Purim 911. We are actively watching that carry out, which means it is high alert for us, and it is high alert for high leadership in the nation, Esther 2, and high alert for the attempts on high leadership. And when things like this happen, when the leadership of the United States does something like this, the worst thing they can do is swell up in pride after and say, well, we have the greatest military in the earth and no one can stop us. Don't ever say that. You know what they used to say about the Titanic? God himself couldn't sink the ship. And look what happened. We cannot go beyond, as leadership of the United States of America, and say that we are untouchable. And say that it would never. Walking in humility after something like this happens and giving all glory to God is the way to make yourself unstoppable to the enemy. This is for the leadership of the United States right now. The way to make yourself difficult to stop for the enemy is to walk in a place, in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, in all humility, and giving glory to God, and understanding that God gave you your position. He can also take it away. He just proved that by what we just saw happen in Iran, and more leaders are coming and will be sifted in this time. There's about to be a very unusual situation that occurs in the leadership of England, including the royals. Because God is sifting in this time. So they cannot walk in pride in this. They have to walk under the covering of the Lord, understanding the Lion of Judah himself went before them in this. Because America and the United States didn't lose one service member. All praise be to God. That is the work of Almighty God. I believe it was reported they didn't lose one service member. All glory be to God for that. But they have to walk in humility, because one serpent now has been cut off at the head, and you have the serpent of pride and Leviathan looking to entice and tempt leadership to step out into that. So then it can be the announcer of destruction. Pride goeth before destruction, because it announces its way and it clears the way for destruction to come. So when things like this happen, the leadership of the United States has to walk in perspective and humility and not think they are untouchable or unstoppable, because the only way you are not stopped is because the Almighty God's covering is upon you. When that covering gets ripped off, as we just saw in Iran, you see what happens. And 2 days before Purim, but I would strongly encourage pastors and prophetic voices and those in the fivefold to be sober-minded and vigilant right now, to be very aware as well. We are on a high, high alert time after what has happened. Purim is 2 days away. The enemy right now has been attacked, has been wounded, is livid, and wants to attempt to retaliate. Now, we can rebuke in the name of Jesus Christ all backlash retaliation and command it be destroyed and scattered by the holy fire of God. And we can intercede and do that. And we should. We have to understand we're in a heightened level of spiritual warfare that's coming into the natural, that's aligning with the word of God biblically. And we are watching these prophetic timelines be cast in this time and then be filled. The enemy's trying to cast some, and then Almighty God casts some, which is supreme, because he is the Lord of hosts. He is the God of angel armies. And when he decrees a thing, it comes to pass. When he writes on a scroll and sends it out into the nations, the orders are carried out. When he weighs men and nations and his court and finds them wanting, they lose their seats. And we have watched this happen. And pastors and leaders, you need to understand this too. When God weighs and finds you wanting, you can lose your seat. This is why walking in step with the Lord is so important. And this is why you cannot underestimate the enemy, his tactics, who he'll use in this hour, or the lengths he's willing to go. Because John 10:10, you want to talk about Esther? The book of Esther has 10 chapters. The first half of the book of Esther is the thief coming to steal, kill, and destroy when Haman sends out the decrees of destruction. The second half of the book of Esther is Almighty God coming in and giving life and life more abundant. John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. That's his agenda. But I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. You cannot underestimate the enemy in this time. You cannot turn your back. You cannot put down your weapons. You cannot allow the enemy to whip you up into emotion. You cannot allow the enemy or his serpents to get near you, because they will rear up in this time. Pastors, you can't allow it. Prophetic voices, you can't allow it. Those in the fivefold, you can't allow it. All of you watching, you can't allow it. Be very aware of serpents and how they operate, because we have been given power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus to trample upon serpents and scorpions and against all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means hurt us. That is written, that is scriptural, that is ratified. But in order to operate in that, we have to understand the level of warfare we're dealing with, and we have to understand the kind of enemy and predator that is coming for us. The enemy roams about like a roaring lion. When roaring lions come into territory, they're not quiet. They are not passive. They instill fear and scatter. They roar and instill fear in everything in that area, and it scatters. And in that scattering causes chaos. And in that chaos, the enemy can take prey. The enemy roams about like a roaring lion, announcing his presence. What are a bunch of lions called? A pride. So when the enemy comes in like a roaring lion, he's coming in with pride. He's coming in as a pride, seeking whom he may devour, because pride goeth before destruction, and destruction devours. This is a high alert time. This is not a time to get lackadaisical, put down your weapons, sit on your laurels and say, well, Trump took care of Iran, we as the church get to sit back. No, this is where you're hypervigilant. This is where you're using the weapons of your warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down and destruction of strongholds. This is where you're asking the Lord, give me eyes to see and ears to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say. Help me to be sober-minded and vigilant and aware of my surroundings and aware of what's going on. Help me to see what I don't see, Lord. Help me to see what others don't see. Show me what I'm missing, Lord. Allow me to see it from your perspective. Warn me, Father, of attacks in the name of Jesus Christ before they happen, so we can deploy and dismantle and disable in the name of Jesus Christ our weapons in the realm of the Spirit. Demonic conspiracies, they need to be scattered by the holy fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Demonic embargoes need to be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ from your life. Every blockade the enemy attempts to put in our way needs to be moved in the name of Jesus Christ by the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Every evil encampment gathering against you needs to be scattered by the holy fire of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Every arrow the enemy is attempting to fire at you, let it be reversed upon the sender now in Jesus' name. That's warfare. That's warfare. Every altar bearing my name or image be destroyed, dismantled, and scattered by the holy fire of God. Every coven that is gathered to try to curse me, let be destroyed, dismantled, their power nullified in Jesus' name and scattered in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic plot against me, let it be aborted in the name of Jesus Christ in the spirit and in the natural. The enemy banks on that you are not going to get specific and diligent when you pray. He banks on it. He banks on the superficial, the wishy-washy, the general, and the vague. That's how churches get attacked. That's how churches get put in bondage. That's how churches fall. Because the enemy banks on the wishy-washy and the vague and the superficial. When you start getting sharp, specific, precise, detailed, and firing your spiritual weapons with the precision of an arrow. We have to have precision when we pray. When we pray, it should be targeted. It should be targeted because we have been given power and authority from on high through Christ Jesus, and we can go before the court of God. It should be targeted. It should be specific. It should be meticulous. It should be decisive. It should be intentional when we pray. That's the season we're in. That's the time we're in. The church just going, oh God, help us. Wonderful to say. But you know what the Lord's saying? I've given unto you the power to trample on serpents and scorpions. I've given it to you. You have to pick that up now and actually activate the power I've ratified you in and use it at the level that is demanded and required right now for the demonic conspiracies and powers and plots and plans and weapons that have been released against you. If someone's got a bazooka, you're not going to throw a rock, although in David's case it did work, but Goliath didn't have a bazooka. He had a very large spear. That worked in that case because Almighty God was involved in it. But if there's a bazooka, you're going to bring something formidable, if not better, to take that out. Prayer is that way. And we need to understand that when we pray, that is how we should be praying. In this time, we need to be bold, intentional, precise, specific. David was very specific when he told Goliath what was about to happen to him. When Goliath cursed the God in heaven and the army of Israel, David said, you come at me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel. And this day I will strike you down. You uncircumcised Philistine, you violator of the covenant. David understood covenant, and he understood what a violation of that nature meant, and that Goliath was a dead man walking at that point. But David was specific on what was going to happen in that battle. He prophesied into that battle before he ever slung a stone. David prophesied into the battle, looked at the enemy, prophesied, and then advanced. We should be doing the same thing. You prophesy, you speak into the battle, and then you advance. The administration should be doing the same thing. Speaking into the battle, prophesying it, and then advancing. It's when that order gets mixed up, and you advance and forget who the one that's got to give you the directives is, and that you go when he says go, that's when trouble starts. So we have to be that way in this time, because this is creating a vacuum in the earth. It's going to cause nations to rise up in the earth. Other leadership is going to fall in this hour in the earth. Purim is still 2 days away. This operation is still going on. And we have to understand that the enemy, when his interests are destroyed, when you touch what he deems as his, he then gets it in his head that he's now going to touch what is God's, which that's a big no-no to do that. When the enemy does that, it's major, major consequences, but he gets it in his head to retaliate, is what I'm saying. And the church cannot take that lightly in this hour. It cannot in the time and the season we are in. So keep that in mind as we go forth. All glory be to God. We're just going to put up a few things here at the end. I'm putting up Brace for Impact because of what we're watching. Guys, some of this is in this book, but it goes up to 2028 and what we're going to witness. So you can pre-order it right now on Amazon. It is on arcofgrace.org. You can click on the link for Amazon. It is coming out at the beginning of April 2026. Brace for Impact is a very prophetic title for the time we are in, because that's what we're doing. We are bracing for impact as we see all of these things unfolding. And as you can see, the blood moon is on the cover. Also, Andrew Sorcini. This is Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals. He's very knowledgeable in all things gold, silver, gold-backed IRAs. You can text him. Him and his team would love to talk to you. He's been finding wonderfully creative ways to help people. So if you are an Ark of Grace listener and just want to talk to him about how you can invest, please call him at 310-4... Well, don't call him. Text him first. 310-433-3524. He responds well to text. You can email him, andrew@bh-pm.com. We do have the Cyrus coin with him, Cyrus Faithful Shepherd, and in God we trust, because he's our saving grace on the back. You can also go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. Click on Beverly Hills Precious Metals and you'll go to their landing page. But Andrew and his team would love to talk to you. If you want to invest, you have questions about investing gold and silver right now, it's incredible what's happening in that arena. So please reach out to Andrew. Also, Givaderm. These women are wonderful, spirit-filled believers. They love the Lord, and they make an incredible product that I use twice a day. I use their face care system twice a day. I use their body lotion as well. Chris uses their products as well. They are plant-based, all-natural food for your face, and absolutely incredible for your skin. It is one of the best I have used, and they make an amazing product. Their Mother Slugger I happen to use as a primer for my makeup, because it's a more natural option for primer. So you can use promo code ARC10 to get a 10% discount. You can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners. It makes an amazing gift too, and it really feeds your skin. So if you're looking to feed your skin, because our bodies are temples and we have to take care of them, Givaderm is a wonderful way to do that. And these women absolutely love the Lord, and we're happy to be a blessing to them. So once again, you can use promo code ARC10 to save 10% on your order. And this is where we're winding it down, guys. I feel like I ran a marathon. I do. I absolutely feel like tonight I ran a marathon. This is just the beginning. Things are going to unfold in the coming days. I will either be live again Monday or Tuesday. We will let you know. Monday at sundown, Purim begins. Tuesday, the blood moon actually happens. So we will announce whether it's Monday or Tuesday now, given we had to come on emergency tonight, and given what we are going to continue to watch watch unfold now in this situation in Iran, in the Middle East, as well as the earth, because this is not the only leader that is going to be overturned in this time. So we will continue to watch. You continue watch. Be the watchman right now. Be the standard. Be the watchman. And I want to say before we end, if you have been watching and you have not given your heart to Jesus Christ, or you strayed from the Lord and you have felt the fear of the Lord tonight, I want to encourage you. The word of God says those who call on the name of the Lord shall and will be saved. And we really want to encourage you to give your heart and your life over to Jesus Christ tonight, or to come back. If you have backslidden, if you have fallen and you hear your shepherd calling you through this, please come back to your shepherd in this time. It's an urgent time. So I'm going to say a prayer with you. But remember, this is only a starting point. This is a relationship you have to cultivate, and you really have to walk with the Lord in and be willing to grow and be disciplined by him and loved by him and transformed by him. So if you're one of those people, please say, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you as a sinner, knowing that I need a savior, that I understand that your son Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. He paid the price in full. He paid the penalty that was due me, and he purchased me by the shedding of his own blood. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come into my life, to come into my heart, to that Jesus Christ would be my Lord and Savior. From this day forward, I surrender my life to you, that I may be transformed and made a new creation in Christ. If you have said that tonight for the first time, or if you backslid and you said that again and you've rededicated your life to the Lord, please email us at hello@arcofgrace-ministries.com. If you need a Bible or resources, we will help you get that. We will send you one. So please email us. We want to see people coming back to the Lord. We want to see them giving their heart to Jesus Christ. We want to see people delivered and set free, and understanding that we are in a very real spiritual war that has very real physical consequences, and that Almighty God is your shepherd calling you to come under him to take refuge in this time. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit prompted me to do that at the end. So I yielded to that. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators and our team for coming on special tonight on this urgent emergency broadcast. Once again, the U.S. and Israel bombed Iran. The Ayatollah is dead. We are watching Purim 2026 unfold before us, marked by a blood moon and these decrees of destruction getting divine reversals and going forth. We want to encourage you in the word. As we end, we want you to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. Say it every single day. I encourage you to say it every single day, because the word of God is living and active. I say that every day because we have to speak it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. What did Jesus go back at Satan with in the wilderness? The word, it is written and forever remains written. Do you know I say that now? When I'm praying and speaking the word of the Lord, I say it is written, because what I'm telling the enemy and what I'm declaring before the court of God is it is ratified. This is a legal document that has been ratified, Father, in your word. Also, we have Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. We encourage you to speak these, to say it, to get into the habit of it. Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19. That happens to also be in the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin, but I speak those scriptures every single day, as well as the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. It is specific, it is ordered a certain way, and it is meant for us to walk in that and to speak that and to understand that that came from the throne room of God for Christ to teach the disciples how to pray. So please incorporate that into your prayer life. Also, Hebrews 11, and I'm going to give you one more tonight. Go read the book of Esther. You need to, in this time, to understand prophetically and biblically what has just unfolded before our very eyes. Read the book of Esther. I implore you to do it right now. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, and we will see you back on early next week. Keep the faith, everyone.